Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, recorded from deep within Canada's pants.
Hey, hecka hey. How you doing, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 51, brought to you the week of January 7th, 2008. Better late than stinking never, I always say. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories. At least we think they're funny, and we invite you to do the same. I'm your host. My name is James, and today I'm joined by guest host none other than Trevor from Canada.
Yes, I am here once again.
He's from another country, folks. Treat him nicely. Just nod and smile. When he says funny things, don't make fun of him. They don't like that. But unlike some of my guest hosts, his toilet water flushes the same way ours does. Matter of fact, you can say that. Whenever I try to make you feel like an outsider, you can be like, hey, you know, like people say, I put on my pants one leg at a time. You could say, my toilet water flushes the same way as everybody else's. I think that could work.
I could go try that right now, actually. You're not doing anything, are you?
No, we have a special segment set aside for that now. We're going to do that with every guest host. Which way does your toilet water roll? That's how I roll. But anyway, today's show is sponsored by Michael C. He actually gave me his last name, but due to stalkers and the concern we have for the life and health of our fans, we will not give his last name, simply C. And his special message today is Mikey loves his little sister, Sarah, and will miss her when she goes to college. The question I have for Sarah's listening to this right now. Are you crying, Sarah? Are you crying right now? You should be, because no little brother or big brother, no, I guess little sister, big brother in the history of the planet has been that nice before. You guys must have significant space between the two of you, like years, because 2.5 years or less between siblings means hatred and sibling rivalry. 5 years plus means love between the siblings. So
not necessarily. I mean, my brother is 6 years younger than
me. We're not talking about the way they do it in Canada, Trevor. We don't care about, you know, we know your toilet water flushes the same way.
We don't have love up here in Canada. We have hate and fighting. We're very violent natured people.
You're very neutral. You just have like. We just kind of like each other. We hold hands occasionally for a lifetime,
and we sing.
Oh my goodness! All right, it is time. Believe it or not, as I load up the sound effects for this. Goodness.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. I know. I want to sing every time I hear it, too. I was just about to do it. I should have stinking busted out. I should have done it. It's weekly update time, Trev. Hit me with your...
All right. Well, my week was hectic, but my weekly update is about Rock Band.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise, from anybody who's on the forums.
Because you finally got one.
I did, and what an adventure that was. It was,
He emailed me, trying to get me to buy one at my local Walmarts and ship it to the boy in Canada, and I did try. I gave it my best shot.
You see, I mean, I'm asking complete, well, not complete, but, you know, semi-strangers from another country to help me get my Rock Band, and... But, no, I eventually ended up, I was down, I live in a small town, but I work in a big town. about a million people. So Ooh. I'd been trying to get it in there, and I'd gone to a Walmart there, you know, just on my lunch break. It's like, you know, hey, do you guys have, you know, Rock Band in by any chance? And, you know, the guy just kind of looked at me and Rock Band. It's like, oh, okay, so you're not going to be much use.
Yeah.
So, but I noticed they had all kinds of boxes around, so I figured it was their day to get, you know, all their shipments in. So I figured I went back to work and called up the Walmart in up where I live, which is only about 50 minutes out of town. It's like, do you guys, you know, Rock Band? Do you Rock Band? So they said, it's like, yeah, we actually got it in. It's in the back. You know, if we haven't brought it to the front yet. It's like, can you hold it for me, please? Like, we can't do that. That's against regulations.
Because Walmart hates gamers.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's like, what's the big deal? You put it to the side. I come get it. No big deal. Yeah, apparently a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I actually, it's like, so it's not out in front yet. It's like, no, but we're going to bring it out soon. It's like, okay, so I actually... I left work early. I just ran for the door, jumped in my car, made legal speed towards the Walmart.
Yeah, sure you did. How many kilometers per hour were you going up there in Canada?
I think I hit about 140, actually.
And what is that in miles per gallon? Or hour, as we usually would say.
How much is that in ounces?
Yeah. In milliliters.
That's about 65-70, give or take.
It sounds much better than kilometers or kilometers.
Yeah, well, it's much faster. Yeah. It's faster in kilometers. Kind of like it's hotter in Fahrenheit.
There you go.
But so I took up there with all due speed, tore into the parking lot. The people weren't parking fast enough, so I parked far away and I ran in, and I'm wearing steel-toed boots, which are very heavy to run in, I've noticed. And I'm running in, it's like, and I saw a group of young people, and it's like, God, they're young people. Young people like the Rock Band. So I made sure I ran past them, you know, pushed them out of the way, you know, and there was old ladies and, you know, trying to greet me, and it's like, get out of my way. You know? So I got to the, you know, to the place there, and there was a couple electronics people standing there. So I went up to them. It's like, hey, Rock Band? And it's like, which system?
360.
So, and it's like, yeah, we got a couple left there. So follow.
And they're like,
you know,
sir, why are you talking like a Muppet?
I was out of
I don't know. Trevor want Rock Band.
Trevor need the Rock Band.
I need to walk out now. You know, ask Trevor.
Yeah, and that's when they called security. You know, and you know,
they're throwing Rock Band boxes at you. Go away, strange man.
You don't come here no more. Okay?
Do you want to know how many ounces per hour I drove to get here?
So I'm turning into the Norwegian lady, actually.
We have news for you. Give me the Rock Band or I will leave. I will call Mickey Mouse
on
you.
I have Rock
Band for you. Oh, gosh.
But, so anyway, I eventually got it and ended up, and they ended up breaking the Walmart rules, and I got them to hold a second copy for my friend.
Oh.
And they actually made me carry my stinking copy out to the car because they couldn't sell me two copies. So they actually made me walk that one out to the car. I'm still tired and out of breath. And then walk back in and buy the second copy and carry that out to my car.
All right. Well, before I do my big deal, we're going to pause for a second and we're going to restart our chat room. They can't hear us. Hold on.
Broke, yes.
Okay, we're back. We had a little stick cam, webcam, chat room error there. But, no, you know why we can't buy more than one copy of our favorite game, right? It's stinking eBay's fault.
Ah.
Holy God, that was loud. yeah. Yeah, it's eBay's fault because these guys, that's why you can't get a Wii right now. It's not, I mean, yes, everybody's buying them. Yes, every family in my church has one now. But also because these guys are buying up 5, 6 to 8 of them and putting them on the eBay. They're going to have to crack down. I'm not about adding the government to everything, but people are being stupid. It's like the equivalent of scalping tickets, and they're going to have to put a stop to it.
It's high-tech scalping.
It is.
It's entrepreneurialship in a bad way.
Watch your language. We don't allow the S word on my show. So I don't care how much entrepreneurial that you were talking about. But anyway, my weekly update It's a little more tame. It involved no flips and dives toward any technology. Basically, I got a put a little money down on some suits. I figured, you know, if I am a minister and I only wear a suit once a week, it can't be the same one. It should be able to be the same one, but when people see you once a week, they expect your clothes to be different. You know, you could have.
Well, no, see, I'm thinking after a week, they should have forgotten what you wore the previous week and say, oh, look.
Nope, not with ministers, dude. If you change anything about yourself, people comment on it. You can't even get a stinking haircut without, oh, you got your ears lowered. You know, like 500 people literally will say that. Or, you know, if you grow a goatee, every child in the church is like, what is that? That's like Pizza Dude on Higglytown Heroes. You've got one of those. I'm like, it's called a soul patch, kid. You know, but anyway, I got this suit and it's light brown. Doesn't matter the color and all this, but I'm just so proud. I finally feel like I look stylish and I'm walking around the church and I'm saying hi to people and they're like, oh, wow, that looks great. People notice, you know, they're like, oh, that's a new suit. But then suddenly, you know, as soon as I would say hi in return or make some sort of reply, people were kind of dropping their eyes to the floor and kind of blowing me off. So they'd be all happy. Yeah, well, they'd be all happy to see me. And then I'm like, and then I would respond. So say some lady's like, oh, Pastor James, looking fly, looking sharp. I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, me and my wife picked this out. And they'd be like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, dang. And this happened over and over and over. I finally just went back to my office and I'm like, okay, you know, I got to check myself out. And sure enough, dude, my fly was so far down. It was like, it was like horrifyingly low. And so people were trying to give me some modesty and trying to help me out, but they weren't telling me. They weren't telling me.
That's not helping you out. That's perpetrating the problem.
I think it's terrible. Well, and then I was going to get mad about it, and I was going to actually go and reprimand people. I was just going to start laying down the law. I was going to start throwing Bibles at people, all kinds of stuff. But then I realized the three people I talked to were ladies, and I'm like, okay, I would not expect one of them to say, you know, because what would the conversation be? It'd be like, hey, Pastor James, looking fly. And then I'm like, oh, you were looking at my fly? You know, I can't imagine that it would have gone very well. So I let the folks off. I let them off.
Yeah, no, see, you're a minister, you're a pastor. I mean, you know, fire and brimstone, you know, and you should have brought down the wrath upon them for not assisting you.
There's mercy for things like that, apparently. Now, they Well, you know, I don't know. I work with kids, and every now and then some one of the girls, the little girls, is not sitting properly or something's going on, and I am not the person that goes and tells them how to sit like a lady. So I always send somebody else. I'm like, Jen, go talk to the girl in the third row. And so I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. And all right, we've got – that was our weekly updates. We have a few pieces of news. We have some new promos, some new spots, commercials, whatever you want to call them, up at NLcast.com. If you are a podcaster and you'd like to hook a brother up, talk to me. We'll talk about doing some exchanges. Nobody ever bugs me about doing exchanges anymore. I must have fallen out of grace. Or people think I'm a podcast snob. I don't know. I don't feel like I am. Do I come across that way, Trevor? Tell me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, but, you suck. Oh man. So anyway, we have a 10-second one, which I hope will become a new trend in podcast promoing. Try to challenge yourself to do a 10-second promo. And then I've got a 37-second one, so which should also be a challenge for those guys that can't seem to keep it under 2 minutes.
I have like a half hour promo. I call it episode one of my own podcast. That's the only thing I put out, so
yeah. It's the new promo cast. Come and listen to what you should listen to, because once you've listened, you've already listened. I don't know how that would go.
If I had any stinking time, I'd make more.
It does take time, that's for sure. Okay, the best part of our show, that's news item two. It's titled The Best Part of Our Show. The best part of our show is not the show. The best part of Nobody's Listening is the forums. And a lot of you have found that out. We've had a lot of new people coming in, a lot of new faces. Matter of fact, trying to get everybody to read the rules and introduce themselves and stop using the D word has been so much fun this week. But if you haven't got on the forums, you owe it to yourself to at least try it out. And if you've been gone from the forums for a while, come back. And if you find that your name was deleted because you haven't been on for like 6 months, sign up again and say hello. Hopefully your name is still available.
With the lead up there, I thought you were going to say the best part of our show is Trevor. But no, you went with the forums instead. I'm okay. I'm fine.
You know, I'm not supposed to lie, you know. So you know where liars go. They go to my church. All right. Nobody's listening wallpaper for your computer. I mentioned it last week. We've got a brand new one out. It's in all the popular sizes. You can get it at nlcast.com. Just search for wallpaper. It features the art that we do for iTunes for each 50 episodes. And I got it on my desktop. I got to say, it's pretty fly. It's fly. And now every time I say pretty fly, you're going to think about my suit pants being unbuttoned.
I'm scarred for life, man.
Oh, man. Okay, sponsor a show. That's the other thing I wanted to say. If you sponsor a show, it's only $5, and you will get your name mentioned, you will get a message read, you will get a button sent to your house, and plus, and as an added benefit, we just added the super member status in the forums. That's why I was trying to get you over to the forums, so you can take advantage of this, especially if you've sponsored the show and you haven't gotten an account. You'll get access to additional content, insight, bloopers, audio clips, wallpapers and stuff in advance of everybody else. And that's not making other people more special than you. What that's doing is just it's a way to thank people that have given. It's not mandatory, but it does help pay the bills. So we're going to take a quick break and save the show so we don't lose it like we did that one fateful day in episode 50. And we'll be right back after this. How you doing out there, podcast people? This is James from Nobody's Listening.
Broke ya.
Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell our funny life stories.
She licked her lips.
We invite our guest hosts and other listeners to do the same.
All of a sudden, I feel a little chilly in my nether regions.
Every week, we bring you crazy, silly, embarrassing, downright hilarious stories from everyday life.
Sir, I have news for you.
And we want to hear yours.
We actually named a bulldog after her.
Visit us at NLcast.com or look us up in iTunes.
You need to learn to lie like the devil lies.
Yes.
You start with something
Amen.
True, and then you just monkey
Amen.
The whole thing up.
Broke ya.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. It's time for this.
It's the featured story.
Okay, it's the featured story, spelled with an F. I don't know what that means. It just struck me as funny.
As opposed to how else you spell featured down there in the States? With a PH? Does that
no,
make it
No,
cool?
I'm sorry. We add a U to everything, like you stinking Canadians do, so because we're so dang artsy-fartsy down here. No, hit me with your best shot, man. What's your featured story?
Wait, I'm supposed to do the story?
Uh-oh. Start the show over.
It's like, okay, I gotta go. Well, my featured story takes place a few years back. It's back when I was, a lot of the guys who've been on the forums or know that I used to be in the Canadian Navy. And yes, we do have a Navy.
I know, that was the big talk that it turned into. It's like, there's a Navy? We didn't even know you guys had oceans.
You guys have guns and stuff? Why?
Aren't the Mounties enough?
But in my travels in the Navy, I got to spend some time actually down in South America, down in Peru, Mexico, Chile, that sort of stuff.
Ah, America's just, shoes.
Is that what we've determined?
I don't know.
Canada's. Well, no, I think that's Canada's shoes because you guys are like
the world revolves around America. Okay, Canada's America's hat. Mexico is America's belt, and South America is America's pants or shoes. Doesn't matter. America doesn't wear pants, so it's just a belt and shoes.
That's disturbing.
It is. Oh, well, man, I can't say what I'm thinking right now.
I would say you wear pants, but you just don't bother to zip up the fly. So,
oh,
you know.
Gosh. All right, I'm sorry. You were in South America. You were saying.
I discuss, and as you may know, that South America speaks predominantly Spanish, which I predominantly don't. So I ran into a few incidents where down there where the language barrier broke ya to me. The first one, we were actually sailing with the Chilean Navy, doing some exercises off the coast of Chile, and we'd come ashore, and I was hanging out with a few guys with the from their Navy. Me and a couple guys from the Canadian Navy were hanging out with a couple guys from the Chilean Navy, mm-hmm. which was interesting because they couldn't speak English, and we couldn't speak Spanish. So.
I'm really disturbed that it's Chilean and not Chilean. That would just be so much cooler, the Chilean Navy.
The Chilean Navy. No, that was us, you see. We were the Chilean Navy, you know, because we're Canada and we're cool. I mean, we're America's hat. I mean.
How cool is that?
If there's anything cooler, I'd like to hear about it. But we were out one evening, and we were walking around the downtown of this little town. I mean, it wasn't really downtownish as we know it, because there was trees and, you know, just small buildings around. And we were walking around, and I heard this noise coming from one of the trees. That was just—it was in the middle of town. Keep in mind here. So I said to the Chilean guys there, the Chilean guys, I said to them, it's like, you know, what's that noise in the tree? Because I didn't recognize it. And the dude looks at me and he says, "That's a chicken." Whoa. It's like, a chicken. Chickens don't climb trees, man. It's like, no, chicken. And he was very adamant that it was a chicken in this tree. I should also kind of add that being in the Canadian Navy at the point in time, we were out drinking pop at the time. So I may not have had my entire faculties about me.
You were drinking pop?
I'm doing the air quotes right now. I was drinking pop. This is a family podcast.
Okay, so we were drinking soda and cola products that might have been sitting out too long, hanging out with some grape products.
In a carbonated fashion.
Maybe some grains and hops were involved somewhere in there.
It's possible. I can't be held responsible. I said, please give me a Coca-Cola, and you know what are you gonna do? But this guy was very adamant that it was a chicken in this tree. So I actually went up to this tree and I'm looking up, and I couldn't for the life of me see anything. So it's like, chicken. I pointed at the top of the tree. It's like, he nodded his head. Chicken. It's like, okay. So I climbed the stinking tree in the middle of this Chilean town.
You must have been snockered, because there's no other time in history you would care this much about a chicken in a tree. Any other time, you'd be like, chicken in a tree? Okay, cool. That's cool. No, chicken in a tree.
How could you not? It's a chicken in a tree. Dude. I mean, maybe they have different chickens in Chile. I don't know.
Chicken Chile.
I had to find out.
Okay.
So I climbed this tree, never did find a bird, and then proceeded to fall out of the tree without a chicken. So it was, it was a slight.
So what was in the tree?
I never found out.
God,
what was in the tree?
How
was
horrible! Why would you bring this to my show? You know me by now. I have to know the story behind the story. You go back and re-listen to all 50 episodes, and it messes with me when we don't know the whole story. So there was something making a noise up in this tree, and we don't know what it is. I got to try to sleep tonight. Thanks. Thanks,
Trevor. I have the image of a pastor with his fly down in my head, so I got to sleep. Now, I'm
okay,
disturbed.
Broke ya. Yeah, definitely. Touche and all that. Chicken in a tree. Horse out of the stable. Yeah, there's no comparison. Okay.
What was in the tree was a slightly inebriated Canadian sailor showing off the best of what Canada has to offer.
A chickenless re-entry from the stratosphere to the ground. Oh, gosh.
And then there's kind of a side story to that as well, which we were still in Chile. And I had gone, we'd gone out as a group of us, and I'd gotten disconnected from my group. They had gone inside the building. I had gone outside outside to get a breath of fresh air kind of thing, and didn't realize that once I left, I couldn't get back in. Like, I went out this side exit door thing that didn't open back up again, and there was this big lineup to get back in the building.
Oh.
So I couldn't get back to all my buddies.
There's this big line at the tree. Everybody's like, I think I can find it.
No, different building. Not in a tree anymore.
Okay, sorry.
Big line of Canadian sailors looking up a tree. What's that up
chicken?
There?
It's a
chicken.
It's a chicken. I have news for you. There's a chicken in this tree.
I was actually in Norwegia instead of Chile, actually.
See, now that is worth it. That's a story worth telling right there. You get up to the top of the tree, and instead of a chicken, there's this old lady. I have news for you. There's no chicken in this tree, you stupid Canadian. Get out of here. Rah! And pushes you to the ground. Now, that's a story we're telling on my show, dadgum.
See, we can just edit that in, you know?
Are you stoned out of your mind, Mr. Canadian? The Chilean army will not stand for this. You know, so.
This is a sacred tree. Why are you in this tree?
The Norwegian army does not take prisoners. Okay.
And she had the Mickey Mouse ears on it. And Mitch was up there making chicken noises.
For more information on Mrs. Norwegia, check out the Disney episode. All right, back to it.
Which I might add, I was proud to be a part of.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You were my sounding board. Thank you.
But anyway, I'm outside this. Wow, did we get off track there?
That's okay.
But I'm outside the building. I couldn't get back in. Like, I'm the only guy out there. I'm in Chile. Nobody speaks English. I speak no Spanish, and I am miles away from my boat. Or, I'm sorry, I've been out of the Navy for too long. I'm miles away from my ship. But, so I'm go up to, I found what appeared to be a taxi driver. I believe it only had like a little piece of paper in the window that said taxi. Like, it was very unofficial. So I was kind of, nervous walking up to this guy. So it's like, you know, taxi, you take, so, and he's like, yeah, take you. It's like, take me where? I'm going to die. That's good. But,
I will take you to heaven.
I will take you to my friends. So
I meant to, your doom. I meant to say to your doom. I just realized somebody could misinterpret that. And I'll get one of those emails like, my sons listen to your show, and you made an off-color joke. So, no, that was not off-color. Sometimes my own innocence gets the best of me. I have to think dirty. That way I realize how all of you interpret my jokes. I get a lot of emails like that because I don't know what I'm saying half the time. So
that's deep. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It often is. Okay, I'm sorry. So you got a taxi guy that's not, maybe possibly not a taxi driver. He's a little shifty. He will take you. Okay.
He will take me. So so I'm trying to explain to him. It's like, you know, can you take me to the Navy, or, you know, to the ship, to where the dock? And he's looking at me with this blank stare on his face. It's like, you have no idea what I'm saying. That's great. I'm still going to die. So I actually got down. It wasn't the parking lot was dirt. So I actually got down on my hands and knees, and I pointed to the guy. It's like, oh, come down here. I'm sitting there drawing a boat in the dirt. And on top of the boat, I drew this Canadian flag. Now, of course, I mean, it's dirt, so it could have been...
So you're working that maple leaf design in.
Yeah, the points could be... We're challenging, so... And I'm pointing at this thing, it's like...
Luckily, I had some red clay in my pocket, and I was able to colorize it for him as well.
I'm stabbing my hand and bleeding in the red into the flag. It's like, you take me here, you know, and I'm trying to explain to him, and he's just looking at me really weird, and then he just kind of got this blank look and looked at me and nodded his head and say, okay. It's like, all right, so...
I will take you to the preschool where you belong. We have a sandbox in the back. We can finish this conversation there.
They have a bigger sandbox. We can talk in sentences there.
And you're having to sketch this in English and in French, and that was really hard, so I'd imagine.
Well, you know, and I'm throwing in a couple Spanish words, so, you know, it probably made no sense whatsoever, because, you know, it was probably, you know, take me, so it probably sounded to him like, you know, you see that cartoon with the, you know, the dog, you know, blah, 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 ginger, blah, 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 meal, you know, so it probably sounded like, you know, blah, 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 sand, you know, blah, 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 taxi, you know.
A sand taxi? You saying my taxi is dirty?
I will kill you. But anyway, I for some reason, unbeknownst to me, might be some of that weird pop going on. I don't know, but I got into the back of the car and we're driving around and he had a partner with him and they're just talking and I'm thinking it's like, they're planning my death. That's excellent. Okay.
Well, it's good to know that you share the same fear as us Americans do. Pretty much anybody that doesn't speak English is a murderer. And they are talking about you, no matter what.
Well, if I don't understand them, they must be talking about me.
Yes, of course.
Even though they couldn't speak my language, then they, you know.
That must be a North American thing, not just an American thing. So that's good. Welcome to the club.
See, I mean, I was quite young at the time. This is my first trip on the ship. I was only, I think, 19 or 20 at the time. So mm-hmm. I was young and naive about the world, you know. So we're driving around town, and I'm looking. It's like, I don't see water, so I don't know where this is going. It's like, okay. And then I see the on top of our ship, we have this big red light on the very, very top of the ship. So I guess planes don't fly into us. Mm-hmm. But and I see it, and I just start pointing, so happy. It's like, take me there. And eventually, they did take me there, and there was no death involved. Obviously, well, I died, but I got better.
Okay,
but.
Well, so, and then you get on the boat, and there's a strange noise coming from the top of the mast where the red light is. And you're like, what is that? And somebody's like, chicken. So I climbed up there. I was like, well, what's this chicken doing here, too?
There was this Chilean guy on the dock, and chicken in the mast, chicken. You go chicken. So I climbed up the mast, and I fell off. You know, it was...
I'm still upset about that story. That's why I keep bringing it up, because I want to know what the heck that was in the top of the tree. Now, you know, where I'm from in the South, chickens don't climb trees, but guineas do. And guineas are like chickens, except they're like vultures, and chickens got married and had children. And
I was going to say, how is a vulture like a chicken?
Dude, guineas, look them up. And they can fly up into pine trees, and they just make horrible noise. And that may have been what you were experiencing, was a guinea. I don't know. Maybe in Chilean language, a guinea is a chicken.
Well, maybe it was a Chilean person up in the tree making chicken noises, saying, let's see what we can make stupid Canadian guy do.
Perhaps it was a Chilean guy that had almost gotten in a fight with the two guys that you were talking to, but he ran away up a tree. And he was whimpering up there, and they were like, chicken.
You go get him, Canadian boy. You look like monkey.
Pull him down. Oh, well, thanks, Trevor. Those are awesome. Those are good. It's more insight into what Canada is. You know, we often say that we're the voice, that nobody's listening is the voice of the middle schooler. We're also the voice of Canada. So those people that listen to Nobody's Listening, they know more of the world. Their worldview has been opened. They now know that Canada has a flag. They know that there's a maple leaf in it. They know that it's red in some places. They know that there's a navy. And they know that Canada is plotting with Chile to take us over. That's the only thing I can pull out of that.
So, I'm just sad.
Guys, they're going to hit us from both sides. Watch out.
I'm sad that Canada is now going to... Anybody who listens from Canada is going to realize that I... by the name of Ratface, am the voice of Canada, and that's just sad.
You're going to represent the entire world. Canada is front-manned. The leading voice of Canada is Ratface. That's great.
That's sad.
It's great for us, sad for Canada. All right, well, anyway, thanks for the story. Here is what we're going to do next.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
Yeah, sure. We got to redo these because news is now at the beginning, but I still want to play something to kind of cut it up a little bit. But we're going to take some live calls, actually through Skype today. And if you're ever on Skype during the show, you can have an opportunity to get on with us. But Kim from Girls Night In podcast is going to join us. She said she had a weekly update for us, so I'm going to bring her in. Right now, let's see. Invite to conference. Here we go.
Let's see how this works. New Fandangle technology.
Yeah. Is you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can you turn yourself up at all? Is that possible? Because I can't. I'm limited.
All right. How are we doing with that?
There you go. Much better. All right. Well, do a little pimping of your show real quick. Tell them where they can find it.
find it at girlsnightinpodcast.com. I am one of four co-hosts. We talk about movies once a month, and we have another show topic once a month. So we kind of alternate. It gets a little crazy when you've got four people trying to talk at once, but we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you're going to be joining me, is it later this month or next month?
Later this month, January 21st, I believe.
Very cool. So everybody tune back in. So what do you got for us? What's your weekly update?
Well, a couple days ago, my son and I were out here in the main room, and I have my sound running through my headphones, and they were sitting on my desk. And we're running around playing, and a message came through on one of my instant messengers, and it came through with the sound of a whistle. And he goes, "Mom, what was that?" And he goes, "Did you fart?" And I said, "What? Since when does a fart sound like a whistle? I don't ever recall having musical farts before. I have no idea where that came from. I just thought that was pretty hysterical." He's 6 years old, so
It
was appropriate for him.
My daughter is just finally learning what that is, because it only became noticeable that she even did it once we started trying to potty train her. And she, while we were potty training her, she was passing gas, and she's like, "Did I poop?" And she was very hopeful, you know. She was hopeful that she had finally accomplished this feat. And I'd say, "No, that's just air." And so it became known as air, you know. Stinky was the next phrase, and now she's asking what it is, and we're calling it pooting. So...
Oh
yeah, so she's like pooting, and I'm glad she knows, because in the past, anytime I actually did it around her, she'd say, "Do you need a diaper change?" And I'd have to let her know, "No, in fact, I don't."
So you didn't need a diaper change, in fact.
No, I mean, well, I probably did, but she wasn't going to find out. She wasn't going to know.
There are certain things that you don't want them to tell your children. Yeah. I understand.
So, well, thanks for calling in. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
We're looking forward to having you later this month.
So. Can't wait, guys.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, that was pretty fabulous.
She has a good radio voice.
No joke, man. Dang. I don't. I just know I don't. It sounds very nasally. I mean, I could pinch my nose and talk, and you could hardly tell a difference. So, anyway. It's because half my sinus cavity is plugged permanently all the time. Let me see if I can simulate it for you. This is the clear nostril. See, even there you can see I have like fallen sinus thing going on. You can hear a resistance. Here is the clog, the permanently clogged side. Actually, I'm free. Oh, it's awesome.
Hallelujah.
Actually, I feel like a big fat liar, but...
It's like, "See, look, this is going to be so cool." Oh, wait, no, it didn't work at all.
Well, it is resistant. You just can't hear it. It's not an auditory thing. It's an experiential thing. You have to just experience it. But let's see. We do have a lot of stuff to get through. So let's play our voicemail first, and then we'll do some emails real quick. Okay? Here is our one and only voicemail for this week. It's from Flipperfish.
Hi, this is Flipperfish.
Told you.
And I'm calling to request a theme about ditching school. Guys, podcast is great. Bye.
All right, Flipperfish is calling. He's obviously listening back through the old episodes, and he's calling to request a theme show. We haven't done one of those in a while, and we probably should. He wants to do one on skipping school. The only problem with that is I never cut school a day in my stinking life.
Oh my goodness!
I was a good boy.
Never?
I was a good boy. The only time I did it was on senior skip day, and I had permission.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I lived a very sheltered life. I mean, you know, when your family's all screwed up, you either join them or you rebel, and you be good. And I was rebelling by being sane and normal. So, I don't know. I don't know.
It's actually been quite... It's probably been a good 20, 25 episodes since the last theme one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, since David, I think. So, I don't know. I'm hoping David gets a job soon. We can get that boy back on here more regularly, and we can start doing some more stuff like that. Here is our first email from Tom. "Hey, Dave, James, and all the others. First of all, hope this year brings you the very best in podcasting land. Congratulations on your 50th episode. I have been traveling extensively across Southeast Asia." That is the only way to travel across Asia, by the way, is extensively. The only thing that was constant about my plan was downloading Nobody's Listening. I don't know whether you recall me, but I sent you an email at the very beginning when I discovered your show, and I was amazed at how clean humor could be if you wanted it to be that way. I want to wish you the best and want you to go for a touchdown. I want to go on a touchdown with you on the 100th podcast. Okay? Till then, keep up the good work and go great guns. It's more lingo. He must be from Canada. Best wishes and thanks. Best wishes and thanks, Tom. So,
yeah, if it's Canadian lingo, it's unfamiliar to me, and I am the voice of Canada, as we've established.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, and I may have done this before, but I had a Canadian guy I worked with, and he used to say the phrase, "That's a wacky bag of hammers." Is that a Canadian phrase?
I have heard that phrase said before.
All right.
We also say things like, "Hey, where are you to?" Or that could just be me.
It probably is. Let's see. Axel from Toronto, Canada. Uh-oh. Hi, oh. James, and currently unknown guest host. You are unknown. He has just offended you. I have been listening to the cast for quite a while. I haven't sent in a story yet. You big fat liar. This is your story right here. This one's fairly short, but it's really funny, and it was really funny when it happened. And I agreed. This is a good one. Here we go. Most Christmases, my mom, dad, and sister, we head up to Simcoe, Ontario, in Canada. Does that ring a bell?
Simcoe.
Sounds like a gas station. I didn't want to say it that way.
It's not Texaco.
It still sounds like one. It's like the Sim City Texaco. Simcoe. Anyway, go up there to my aunt's and uncle's place for Christmas. Everyone in my mom's family celebrates Christmas there with us. On Christmas Eve, we all sat down for Christmas dinner, and I began talking with one of my aunts about religion as I am currently taking it in 9th grade. Now, keep in mind that my uncle, who is a fairly religious man, is sitting within earshot. My cousin, who is the same age as me, heard what I was talking about. He heard I was talking about Christianity with my aunt. He waited for a pause in the conversation, and then he suddenly says in a very loud voice, "Jesus was sort of a spaz, wasn't he?" Obviously trying to get a rise out of the family. Everyone just sort of went into an awkward silence until my aunt looked up at him and in a reasonably serious tone said, "Excuse me, but the reason we are here is because the spaz was born." Most of us were laughing so hard we almost cried. Let's just say I want that on a t-shirt. Oh, man. So the spaz is the reason for the season. So I never, you know, I've heard Jesus called a lot of things. I've never heard him called a spaz. The only time I can think of that he really just went off and spazzed out was at the temple when he was turning over tables. And I got to say, as a pastor, there's been times I've wanted to do that, but not for any kind of valid reasons, though. Mostly just to do it. Yeah. He got away with it, too. You know, he's driving out cattle, hitting people with ropes and, you know, and yeah, I don't know. It sounds fun. Let's see. Caleb from Louisiana, age 13. This guy's my latest stalker, by the way, because he's listening to Geek Loves Nerd and this show. He says,
he's like a super fan.
He is a super stalker. He says, "I love your podcast. I've started listening to your show from episode 1, and I love it. I hope this continues for a while." Well, I can tell you it's going to last for at least 51 episodes right now. "I'm still not up to your more recent episodes because I can't get the episodes on my iPod downloaded fast enough." In Louisiana, yeah, they're downloading through kite string and tin cans, but that's okay. "Thanks for your show. I wish you many more. Sincerely, Caleb." So thanks, dude.
Well, I mean, there's going to be at least 51 unless, and there might be 52 unless I've just completely killed it all. I mean, I have that effect. So,
well, before we do that, we'll just have the fans vote you off the show. We, you know, it'll just be, you want more shows or do you want Trevor? And people are like, "We want more shows." Okay, Trevor, sorry, dude. This one says, "Dear James and David." You can always tell a person that hasn't listened to the more recent shows when they reference David. I'm a liar. Just listened to the finger lie story today, and it was so similar to something that happened to my own son that I had to write it, and this is a good one. When my middle son was 3 years old, he was in our backyard playing with several neighborhood children. All of a sudden, all the kids came running into the house. One of the older boys was holding David. Ooh, he has the same name. Ooh. There was blood all over the place. Yeah. there was blood all over the place, and I could see that he had cut so deep that I could see the bone through it. I grabbed a towel. I wrapped his hand while the boys were telling me that he had accidentally gotten his finger under the leg of the swing set while the older boys were swinging. We ended up in the hospital that night, and he had surgery to put a pin in to reattach his finger and to reconstruct it. It was one of the worst nights of my life up to that point. He wore a cast in his arm from the hand to the elbow, just like my brother did. And the doctors told us he might lose one or more of his fingers. Fortunately, both of his fingers mended, just like David's did. The next day, all the fathers in the neighborhood were anchoring the legs of their neighborhood swing sets in concrete. It wasn't until David was well into high school that he told me the rest of the story. The older boys were in truth swinging the swing set, but they were doing it with the intentions of lifting the legs of the set off the ground. This was 25 years ago, and the swing set was the old-fashioned metal frame A variety. Yeah, we used to do the same thing when I was a kid. And that's when the slides used to go all the way up to the top rail, too. They don't even make them that way anymore. Three-year-old David was putting sticks under the tubular metal legs as it went up, so the sticks would break as the legs came back down. He tried it once too often. He didn't get his hand out of the way before the leg came down on his stinking fingers. God, I'm just getting chills all over the place. By the time I found out the real story, we had so many trips to the emergency room with one of the other three boys that I had that I was a little upset, but not all that surprised. Love your show. Suzanne in Memphis. And then she shares some opinions about my guest hosts.
Yeah, she says that the shows are good when Trevor's there.
Okay, why don't you hit us with one from Eugene there?
I was wondering if you're going to make it's like, hey, it's like, let's see if Trevor can pronounce Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
Hi, James and David, with a smiley face as if to say, I know David's not there. although he did, he or she, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
but
I don't
Eugene,
know.
If that's a guy or a gal. I just started listening to your podcast last night, so I have 40-something episodes to catch up with, or 33 until it gets really good. I self-promote way too much.
No,
I'm really not that shallow. I'm really not. It's a character I'm playing. It's a character.
Yeah. That character's about to get hung up on. Read this email.
I just have to say, you guys are awesome, and I'm hopelessly addicted to listening to you. I was staying up late just to listen. I'm on episode 5 right now. Thanks for being the great podcasts that being the you're a podcast,
yes.
Being the great podcast that you are, and keep them coming. Because my addiction to this podcast is almost equivalent to my past addiction to Harry Potter books.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna be attacked by the stinking media now. Great. Great. Awesome. Because they really hated on the Harry Potter books. I'm next, I suppose. I'm the next Yu-Gi-Oh! / Pokemon / Harry Potter craze. Cameron Izzle writes, hey, James and guest, it's Cameron Izzle, also known as FRU Man on the forums. Okay. I'm going to ban you now just because you have a bad name. My story is about taking advantage when your parents are away. This is a good one, too. Well, one day my mom went to work. My mom's boyfriend was watching us, and he fell asleep. The only thing worse than your mom's stepdad, yeah, is the boyfriend character. So we owned a lot of animals, and we had like 13 horses, chickens, dogs, cats, etc. When he fell asleep, we decided to have a petting zoo. And we charged admission for people and everything. We had our younger sister running down the street in a bright yellow poncho, or a Pikachu suit, I'm sorry, Pikachu suit, to attract people and posters. And when we got customers, we had about 25 people show up to the zoo we had made. When my mom came home from work, she saw these animals and people playing with them. And all she could think of was lawsuits. So she starts freaking out and making everyone leave. But after they left, she didn't know that we had made a $45 profit. And from then on, she always had a babysitter rather than my lazy stepdad. Oh, Cameron Izzle, my gosh. I think Cameron's awesome. Got a button. I'm just going to go ahead and say it right stinking now. Cameron, send me your address, dude. I don't even need Trevor's opinion on this one. That is awesome.
I've been cut out of the loop.
And I think that's all the time we have today for emails. They were really good, though, this time. I was very happy with that one. I saved the best for last. So, Cameron Izzle, send me your address. You get a button. And that's our show, man. Trevor, thanks for being on, dude. I appreciate it. And I always like to play that because it's my daughter. But thanks for being on, man. Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you next month.
Yeah, I'll keep coming back as long as you'll keep having me.
Okay, we'll do it. And we'll keep having you because it doesn't matter if you're good or bad, because the truth is, nobody's listening.
Did I get it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody's listening.
Well, I can't remember who you did it to a couple episodes ago. You just broke it. Oh, it was your brother-in-law. You just broke it right out, and he wasn't even ready for it, and he got so upset.
Do you hear that noise?
Is that a chicken?
What is that? Maybe you should go up and check it out.
Visit us online at nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. While you're there, why not leave a review? Email your stories or comments to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.